Now, by about 2:15, I reckon I'll be home and back out in my garden, and I'm not the only one. But here's the rub. With people cocooned or staying to themselves, there's an absolutely enormous demand at the moment for seeds, for bulbs, tools and other gardening essentials. But the shops are all closed. Cian McCormack joins us now to tell us how gardening is impacted by the COVID-19 emergency. Cian, first of all, how are the shops holding up?
There are challenges, Sonia. Some shops have simply closed. Others have started selling online. I talked to Gerry Harford of the Irish Specialist Nurseries Association earlier, and he sketched out to me what's happening nationally.
The garden centres are all closed. Some of the wholesalers have had orders cancelled from the garden centre, so that's a big impact for them. Some of them still supply the likes of Aldi's, Lidl's, Supervalue, Tesco's. They're surviving, shall we say. The specialist nurseries, most of us would rely on the plant fairs and the 7 or 8 shows that the ISNA themselves run. Most of us would rely on those for a high percentage of our income. And for now, all of those are either cancelled or postponed. So it's a big impact in that regard. The nurseries themselves are obviously closed as well. And we are reliant on mail order, those of us who do mail order, to bring in some income.
You are benefiting because you have an online system for people to order. Have the orders been up?
In terms of value, the orders that we have received in the first 3 months of this year are already in excess of what we received in the whole of last year.
So a lot of people gardening, keeping themselves busy at home?
A lot of people gardening, looking out at bare spaces and thinking, I need to get a plant to put in there.
And they can go online and find it. Gerry Harford from the Camolan Potting Shed in Wexford. Cian, you were talking to other nursery owners. What were they saying?
Yeah, they're saying it's difficult, Anya. Nurseries who are online are inundated with orders, as you've just heard there. But if you're not online, it's a different reality. And I contacted nursery owners all over the country this morning, starting in Glountaun in County Cork.
Hester Ford, gardener, lecturer and plants person. This would be one of the busiest times of the year for us. We're closed indefinitely. I would have should have had a masterclass here at the garden this year. Visitors coming from afar as America and England. And hopefully it's to continue in late October. Other than that, all other visits right till the end of August have been cancelled. As regards to selling stock of plants, they're just piled up. I deal mainly in the rare and unusual bulbs. So they are going to have to be kept over until next spring, if that's possible.
Orla Woods, we're Kilmurry Nursery, Gorey in Wexford. Myself and my husband run the business here. This would be our show season would have started 3 weeks ago. So, I mean, when all of that was cancelled and then bloom was cancelled, I mean, it's like somebody just took away your ability to earn a living. Up until last Friday, we were allowed to have 4 people on the premises because we're a nursery. But that's all gone now. But, I mean, thank God our daughter Hazel set up an online shop 2 weeks ago. So that went live last weekend. I mean, you can get, you can get your essentials that you want to get your garden right. And, I mean, it is. Gardening is fantastic. I mean, even ourselves, we're finally going to get our garden finished this year now. You know, and it's good to be out there in the air, and it does take your mind away from what's actually happening around us.
My name is Maria Collard, and I'm the managing director of Future Forest. We're a nursery and garden centre. Well, we initially were actually inundated with business. As soon as the school closed, the garden centre got extremely busy. And then our mail order service got inundated. But at the same time as that happened, our team got smaller. People had to stay home to mind their children, or people had to stay home because they had vulnerable people at home. So we had a bit of a situation where we had lots of business and not enough team.
Well, what's the situation now if I want to make an order to your company?
So we actually had to shut the website about a week ago because we knew there was no way we could keep up with the orders that were coming in. So we had to literally turn it off and put all our focus into getting the orders that were in the system out. And that's where we're at the moment.
Maria Collard of Future Forests Nursery in Cork there. And her website should open again at Easter. We also heard Orla Woods earlier talking about gardening shows not happening. The biggest one of the year, Bloom, is cancelled. But Bord Bia is trying to encourage people to grow gardening at home. Here's its CEO, Tara McCarthy.
We had to make the very difficult decision here in Bourbier to cancel Bloom. However, I would say that all is not lost, because what we're now looking to do is create a Bourbier Bloom at home campaign. And what we're now looking to do is, during this April to June period, is to encourage the population, including all of those loyal fans that we have, to spend more time in the garden during this challenging period.
So good advice there from Bourbier's chief executive, Tara McCarthy, ending that report from Cian McCormack.